Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. You know, the idea of a Europe polluted with its own madness and 20th century leftover bitterness and rivalry, the idea that it just needs a grumpy, confident American to save the day, that idea came in with this tune.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Yes, the American as reluctant hero to save the world. That idea also came in with this fellow.
I've got a job to do, too. Where I'm going, you can't follow. What I've got to do, you can't be any part of. Ilse, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that.
A hill of beans? Well, much bigger than a hill of beans. The movie Casablanca, now 70 years old. A story of loyalty, independence, and love. What is Casablanca about, exactly? It premiered in New York's Hollywood Theater on November 26, 1942. We know that. We wanted to put that question, though, to Jeanine Basinger, professor of film studies at Wesleyan University and author of The Star Machine. Jeanine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
What do you think? I mean, I've asked a lot of people this. What do you think Casablanca is about?
It's about good filmmaking, really. The plot really isn't the point of it. It's the way it's done that has made it last. It's the fact that it captured something. Everything came together for this film at the right moment in time. And that's what it made it popular then. But what makes it popular now is that it was that high level of craft, of great filmmaking and perfect casting and music and camera work and physical beauty and a sort of ambiance. And most people, when they do see it, are happy with it.
Exactly. And, you know, crisp dialogue, very, very alluring sets and places that you kind of want to visit or think you
Absolutely.
Might even have visited. There is one social thing that I think Casablanca is about. It's about the idea that everywhere in the world, there's this grumpy American dude who can save everything. Maybe he's in a bar. Maybe he's, you know, running a company somewhere. Maybe he's a CIA agent. In the case of Casablanca, here's an American who's got the whole thing right when the rest of the world doesn't.
Well, it's also about Americans being willing to enter a fight that they appear to think is justified. It's about the myth of Americans as being heroic, as going out into fights that aren't necessarily their own, to fight for people who are being treated unjustly. So the romantic hero of Rick, you know, represents that. He's a loner. He's a winner. If he enters the fight against you, you will lose. That is the message. Mm-hmm. America will not enter unless they have to, but if they enter against you, you will lose.
A very powerful one. I mean, it seemed like up till Casablanca, Americans were the clowns of the world, entertaining the world, Chaplin-esque kinds of entertainers for the world, but it's only when you get to Casablanca that they're actually these kinds of mythological saviors.
I think, you know, you do have throughout the silent era and into the 30s, you always have your Abe Lincolns, you know, you have your heroic gangsters who turn right, but it's the infusion of this romantic, sad, loner mythology that Bogart is able to embody so brilliantly that turns it around. There's a kind of melancholy quality to it, the reluctance to fight unless you have to. It's romanticizing a definition of our personal American hero that's just done so effectively in it. And of course, when you have opposite Bogart, who has the face for this, he's not a pretty boy, you know, he looks a little tough, he looks weathered. And when you put him opposite Ingrid Bergman with that radiant, incredible beauty she has at this point, it just elevates it to another level.
Well, they may always have Paris, Bogey and Ingrid Bergman there.
And we
but
will, too, thanks to them.
We will all have Casablanca, 70 years old this week. Janine Basinger is professor of film studies at Wesleyan University and author of The Star Machine. Thanks so much.